want to tell you a murder kazakh, a short zakh. I want to tell you, it's a cold, rainy day. I want to tell you a murder kazakh, which will warm us up. We got a Litvish of art, not a chazir. What? What do you say? Mike's upset? State in the Pasuk, when Basia Bas Paroi found Moshe Rabbeinu, so Miriam told to Bas Paroi, Ha'elech v'karosi loch isha meinekes min ha'ivriyos, v'teinik loch esayolet, I'll find you a Jewish woman to nurse him, says Rashi. Melamed shech zirasa mitzvias harbe lina glenach. Basia Bas Paroi tried to find a nursemaid for Moshe Rabbeinu, and she took him to all types of mitzvahs, all types of shiksas. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want a nurse from them. Why? Fishahoya also the Dabra Mashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to talk to the Shechina, Pe'al Pe'al Dabra boy. He's going to nurse from a shiksa. Moshe Rabbeinu also the Dabra Mashchina. So it's very interesting. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, Simen Pei Zayin, the Ramah brings down, Umikomakam lo yaniku tinek ben anachris. Person has a child. Don't let the child nurse from a goyish lady. Im efshe b'Yisrael, if you can find the Jewish lady. The cholov nachris mitamtem halev. Because goyish cholov is goyish cholov. It's mitamtem es halev. You come mitumtam, averis. And he has the midas of a goy. So don't let the kid nurse by a goyisha nursemaid. They didn't have supplements in the time of the Ramah. So if the Jewish mother couldn't nurse that, the kid would die. So you have to find the lady. Don't let, not the goyisha lady. Dr. Goyin over here, the Biyar Grov. What's the mocker? So he brings down this Rashi. He brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says, "V'chi also hayol lemoisha linak mechala v'eschavim." It's not also. There it is. Pesha also the daber. The mouth that's going to talk to the Eibishter and Sinai is gonna nurse from a goyish lady. Zokta goyin, and that's the mocker of this Ramah. Hear Maisa? Zokta goyin, that's the mocker of the Ramah. The mocker of the Ramah who paskins la locha. That if you have a child who's born and you can't find somebody to nurse, you shouldn't take it to a goyish lady. Is this Rashi? Is this Chazal? Makar la'alocha. So the Zach's a pella. It's a kashim ineyu bey on the goyin. Halloy. The Medrash says mefurish that the reason why Yinala Moshe Rabbeinu didn't nurse from a goyish lady was because peh. So also the dabra shechina. Also the Medrash the goyin brings down. Is pesha also the dabra mashchina, a mouth that's gonna talk to the shechina can't nurse from a mitzvah. What does it do with us? We're not at her seat. Not a pel also on the going. There's halacha lemaisa. There are more paskins halacha lemaisa, and the going says that the mocker is from this chazal, but we're not talking to the shechina in Sinai. It's not chamavot exact. What the going mean? Is the pshat is this going is a raya to the famous Yisoid of his Talmud? Yochayim Veloz. Yochayim Veloz wrote in Shara Dalet, Perek Yadalet, he brings down the Zohar HaKadosh. I'll say over the Hebrew translation. Boy Yura'e Divrei Torah Kedoshim Heim. Look how halik Torah is. El Yainim Hei, how high it is. Misukim Hei, how sweet it is. Misha Isaac Batayru Kiilo Aimit Kola Yayim Al Hasina La Kabul Torah. Somebody's Isaac and Torah is standing at Hasina. That's one. Another Zohar HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Veloz brings down. Kilamadnu kol misha makshir lo divrei Torah ashrav boilam azeh uki ilu kibul Torah misinai. V'hatam, I'll read you the lesson of Chaim V'lozano. Shekamoyshe be'ez ha'maymer ha'mekudesh, the same, just like B'shas Matan Torah, Nizdabku kivayochu b'diburi yizborach, Klai Yisrael is dovek in the dibur of Hashem. Listen to this lesson. Kein gam ato, said Chaim V'lozano, b'chol ez mamesh ha'odam oisik v'hoigubo. Whenever a person learns, who dovek al yodo b'diburi yizborach mamesh. It's like you're being dovuk in the Eibishter's dibur. Machmash hakol maimer pivis baruch l'moish mesinai. Rafilu mashak Talmud Kon. V'gam atah continues Rechaim V'lozhin and says, Be'eish sha'odam oisik ba, b'chol teva, every word, oisa teva mamish nechtzeves oz, lavas eish mi pivis baruch l'moishim. Yeah? You're learning your Gemara of Takfakoyim. Zok Chaim V'lozhin, you're learning Takfa Koyin, the words Takfa Koyin are coming out of the fire of the Eibishter's mouth, he's talking to you. You're reliving Sinai. So, that's the Pshat in the Koyin. Ramo passes the halacha that Ad Hayyim Hazeh, you're not allowed to go nurse a child by a Goyish lady. Zok the Heilugu Goyin, what's the mocker? The mocker is, why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't nurse. In fact, the Chakasha, the Goyin himself brings down that the reason is because he's talking to the Shechina. What does it do with us? The answer is we're talking to the Shechina also. B'chaim V'lozhin says that when you're learning Torah, you're talking to the Shechina, face to face. Har Sinai is again. So the same way, so the Goyin had the breitkeit, he had the liberty to go broaden the din and say that the same way Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go and nurse from a Goyish mother because he's talking to the Shechina. Is likewise, we can't nurse from a Goyish mother because we're talking to the Shechina Kipshuta. When you're learning a piece of Gemara, you're learning a Rashi, you're learning a Tosis, you're standing at Asina and the Eivish is talking to you. The Mavel de Gazach. It's first of all, the first thing that I want to say is a practical Zach. That means that a person who has other hashpoyas on him, which are not from a mocker of Kedusha, he's missing out the fundamental hachana from Antara. We're talking Moshe Rabbeinu was a little kid, he was an infant, he was a few months old. Terry says, no, he won't be able to speak to the Shechina afterwards. Pe'amidabel Shechina. And state over here that we are the Pe'amidabel Shechina. When we learn Torah, we're talking to the Shechina. He state Amori de Kazach, that I think it's a kolshkein, because I can think of worse influences than the Goyish milk. There are worse things than Goyish milk, by the way. There are worse things than Goyish milk. Worse. There are things that are worse than Goyish milk. Goyish milk is it's in the DNA of the Goy. There are worse influences. Shteita that a person can't learn, because if Torah is medaber l'shechina, that's the kedusha of Torah, that's the mesikus of Torah, that's the elyonus of Torah. So if you don't have the proper preparation, it means you can't just walk into a Gemara. You're going into a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, it's very scary. We're not having a chinuch workshop here. It starts at a very young age. When the kid's an infant already, you have to start to prepare him. It means, what's the Ramah talking about? Okay, so Naniach will accept this Rizik Gechidish that everybody who learns Torah is standing at Hasina and talking to the Eibishter, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, like Rav Chaim brings down. Say it, but when do you start this preparation? We'll start when the kid's six. State that the preparation for Pe'am et Daber, the preparation of Torah, which is that you're speaking to the Eibishter, starts when the child's an infant. That's the chinuch. To bring up a kid be kedusha, that he shouldn't be subject to foreign influences. Somebody's going to talk to the Eibishter. Pe'am et Daber al Hashchina b'Sinai. No, you're in a race. Pachat Chodem. Maral brings in many places. That's why we say Noisein HaTorah. Maral speaks out. What's that? Noisein HaTorah. It's an ongoing thing. Present, not the past. Noisein HaTorah. In light of this going, and in light of this Rashi, I want to expand. The Maral, in Sefer Kruas Hashem, in Perek Yudches, speaks about Hachava in a niflidic way. About the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki min ha-mayim mishisu, he was drawn from the water, right? Is a vada that Moshe Rabbeinu was called Minamayim Mishisu is not by accident. It's a funny name. He was drunk, he slept from the water. Moshe Rabbeinu. We see in the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was very involved in the water. Chazal brings down, Rashi brings down also, Chazal brings down that the astrologers of Paroi told him that the Mashiach of Yisrael is going to get into trouble with water. So take all the kids and drown them in the Nilus. Call Aben Ayoyra Tashlichua. What was their mistake? Their mistake was they Taka read the star as well, but it wasn't the water of what? It was the water of the Mei Meriva. So Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with water. He was drawn from the water. In the end, he fell with the water. That means the water was the place of his weak link, because his homo hus was that he was min ha-mayim mishisu, was drawn from the water. The astrologers thought that it was, they're going to drown him. That wasn't the pshat. It was a different water. They were right. What's the pshat? Was he busy with water? Why is he called name drawn from water? The Bir HaDvarim is like this. Says the Maral Dvarim Naram. I'm going to read you the Lashon inside in a second. But the Bir HaDvarim is like this. I'll lay it on something he doesn't say. He's brought down all the Svarim that a person we know is composed of. A person is composed of Eish, Ruach, Ofar, and Mayim. Ofar, Men, Adam, water, Eish, and Mayim. All the medias that a person has come from the different parts, the different elements which a person is composed of. We learned it in Ali Shor. From Ofar, a person is heavy and lazy. Fire is Gaiva. Reb Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, says that Mayim is typhus. Why? So the Maral, it's the Yisoy that the Maral explains. The Maral explains it at length in many, 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 many places, in hundreds of places, literally. The Maral explains Mayim represents the ultimate materialism. Why is it the ultimate? I'll read it inside in a second. Why is it the ultimate materialism? Because Mayim has no tsura. Mayim has no tzura. You put it into a kli, it gets a tzura. But the Mayim itself has no tzura. It has no form. It has no tachlis. It has no tzura of what it is. It comes and goes. You put it into here, it's square. You put it into there, it's a circle. Otherwise, it just pours down. Mayim doesn't have a tzura. It's just a murid gazach. Everything in the world has a tachlis. Everything in the world has a tzura of what it's serving, right? You can have a piece of wood that's a... It has no purpose. It's a block of wood. You make it into a table. But the piece of wood also has a tzura. It's rectangular. It's circular. It has epis a tzura. It has epis a direction. It has epis a tachlis. Mayim has no tzura b'chol. It's whatever you make of it. But it itself has no tzura. Something which has no tzura is the articulation of gashmius, because gashmius itself, mitzad itself, has no purpose. If you give it a tzura, then it has a purpose. A tzura means it has a tachlis, it has a usage. Mayim is the ultimate gashmius dikur representation, says the Maral, because it doesn't have a tzura. It doesn't have a tzura which directs it. What is its purpose? Everything in the world has a purpose. Everything has a direction. Everything has episode tzura. Mayim doesn't have a tzura, b'chal. And if it doesn't have a tzura, it means it's the taiva itself. It's the gashmius itself without having a direction, without having a tachlis. You have to give it a tzura. You have to give it a direction. You have to form it. But it has no form. And something which has no form means it has no purpose for itself. So Moshe Rabbeinu was drawn from the water because the mahus of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he wasn't into gashmius. That's what it means. I want to read it to you inside. V'zeh ki hamayim ein lohem tzura emedes kayemes. V'kasha teda zeh teda lecha ki mailas Moshe Rabbeinu hasholem mailas hatzura. V'shahoye nivdo b'malosim min hachomer. He was detached from Gashmius. And he says that's why when he was born, Nismale Habayis Oyre Rashi brings down, the house became full of light. Light is not Gashmius. Light is a Ruchnius concept. Umishu korav al-mailas al-sichliyim hu korav al-tzura. Seichel has a purpose. Seichel has a form. Seichel says, what are we doing here? Seichel says, what's the purpose? What are you? Mayim is unidentifiable. Mayim has no identity. It goes wherever it is. Mayim itself is formless. Hamayim hem hepech, ki hamayim ein lehem tzura. He says, Amori de Gazach. Ulekach nikrom tomid b'loshin rabim. V'loi timtza loshin yochid b'mayim. They bring down on the pasuk over here a bunch of psukim that whenever the Torah says mayim, here, v'ikisa batzur v'yotzu mimenu mayim, plural, v'yotzu. V'loi yochlu lishtois mayim imara ki morim heim. They were bitter. What do you mean they? Why is the mayim plural? My rabbi is down there. Whenever the Torah speaks about water, it's heim. The water is they. Yotsu, they went out. What do you mean? It's one thing. It's water. It's not two. So he says that the reason why the Torah speaks about mayim in plural, because in the world of Gashmias, there's never achdus between anything. You never unite. It's this agenda. It's that agenda. It's this taifa. It's that taifa. It's never one. They never unite. The only place things unite is only in a place where I have a tachlis. So I can say we both have the same tachlis. We're both trying to get to the same thing. Like I always say, we also kula maguda achas lasus v'tzaynucha b'leiv shalom. Lasus v'tzaynucha, I can meet up. Stam, if I'm stam floating around without a purpose, if I'm stam mayim, I'm floating around without a tzura, I'm floating around without a tachlis, I don't have any tzura, I don't have any form. So the word is, there's never achdus, there's never a united front. So it's always going to be plural in the Torah. Yeah, ma'ez another. That's why the Torah speaks about it. B'pnei ze nikro Moshe, shayo moshu mimayim. He was drawn out of the water. Ki bavur sheyesh lo Moshe tzura nivdalas. And that's why, by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu and water don't get along. So the astrologers, the stargazers, so he's gonna fall on water. That means when there's gonna be a mistake and there's gonna be episode of a gam, it's gonna be in water, because that's his maila, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is super focused. Everything has to have a tachlis. I want to explain the oimik here. So what does it mean? It means that Gashmias is bad. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat. There were chunks of time he didn't. The pshat is that everything is focused for a purpose. I'm moshimin, I'm drawn out of the water. I don't have a musig of not having a tzur. I don't have a musig of not having a tachlis. Gashmias by nature doesn't have a tachlis. It's blind drives, it's blind material. The question is, what do you do with it? Moshe Rabbeinu is drawn from the water. He's separate from the water. That's the mahus of Moshe Rabbeinu. When he falls on water, because that's the opposite of his. Epis, somebody got lost in the tzura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shteita Marita Kazach. That the Tanai for Torah is that you're Moshe min Hamayim. It doesn't mean that you don't live a normal life, but it means that it's a tachlis. It's not mayim that's just all over the place. So the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't nurse from a goyish mother, and that applies to us. Why? Because we're also mekabel ha'Torah. So then all the other criteria of Moshe Rabbeinu apply. It's all the zavazach. You have to be moshe min ha'mayim. You have to be separate from the water. You can't without a tzura. Like, what are you doing? Where are you going? Going there. Why are you going there? What's the purpose of it? What's going to come out of it? It's mayim or has a tzura? It's mayim. Yeah, we're there. We go. Wherever. A guy tells me, the olam's going. That's water. I mean, you don't have a tzura, and you're formed by outside sources. Where they go? What they do? Nothing. That's mayim. The tenai for Kabbalah Satayra is moshu min amayim. So you'll say, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. No, that's what the going taught us. The going taught us that we're still zeichet to be mekabel Torah Akadosha from the Eibush Dalein. Is that unbelievable? It's a Mori Dikazach. Yeah,